This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to have an exciting weekend for St. Patrick's Day celebrations in Buffalo with the Old First Ward Parade coming up on Saturday. It's going to be a nice one for Saturday, though, too. Just what are the expectations, first off, just overall for what the typical crowd might be for you on a St. Patrick's Day weekend?
Well, people are celebrating. I mean, the parade is a real special thing for people in the Old First Ward because it's a time when we have a kind of our own little parade. I mean, there's the big one on Sunday, but so the Old First Ward has its own parade. Obviously, it has a big Irish heritage. So people wear a lot of green. People have a lot of beer, and things are really happy. We get Irish music playing and on the jukebox because you can't fit a band in our small place. But it's a real fun day. We have a beer garden, and the other positive thing about good weather is that people can sit outside too. If it's too crowded inside, there'll be a bunch of tables that we usually have open all summer long in our beer garden. So I think it'll be a good day. It's a good celebration, and it's a lot of fun.
How much does the nice weather sort of help or business for you? I know that St. Patrick's Day weekend is always kind of a toss-up with the weather, but this weekend is supposed to be maybe one of the nicer weekends in a while.
Yeah, I think given that we have that outside area, it'll be a benefit because I think people will want to, get hungry. We'll be serving corned beef sandwiches and salt potatoes to anyone who wants it. And we expect more people. Inside it's pretty crowded as it is, but with the outside open and good weather, we hope that we'll get more people outside.
Is this the nicest day for an old neighborhood parade ever, in your opinion? Or, obviously we're going to be approaching 70 on Friday, and then Saturday I think is going to be upper 60s. But where does it maybe compare to some of the other nicest days for a parade in St. Patrick's Day weekend?
I think in the 14 years that I've owned the place, there's only been one other year. I think it was right around 2013 or so that we had this kind of weather. So probably, if it's not going to be the best ever, it'll be the second best ever in terms of weather. For sure.
Right. Yeah. What can you tell us about what people need to know if they're planning to head down to the Old First Ward for the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday?
Well, the streets close at 9. Parking is always an issue on the side roads. It's kind of packed. One time I remember when we ran out of it was a kind of a new product, High Noons. I tried to drive somewhere and get some, and I couldn't get out because the parade was still going, the road was still on. So really traffic, if there's any way to do it without getting the car down there, it's a much smarter move. Enjoy the sun and fun, and looking forward to all the floats